Chapter 3. Show me your friends, and I will show you your future. Choose your heroes wisely, and be careful who you idolize. Why? Simple. You'll become like the people with whom you most often associate. The people with whom you surround yourself will have an impact on you, either positively or negatively. It is a timeless truth that bad company corrupts good character. But if you walk with the wise, you will become more like them. I've been blessed with some great friends, people who have not only given of themselves to help me, but who have helped to bring out the best in me. Other than my father, one person who was a great friend to me, as well as my most influential mentor, was Jimmy Doolittle, the famous aviator. When my dad introduced me to Doolittle, I was just a kid, but the world-renowned pilot took time with me and encouraged me to pursue my own dreams of flying. When my father passed away, Jimmy Doolittle, more than any other person, encouraged me and helped me to deal with my dad's death and to keep moving forward with my own life. Another of the places where I experienced that sort of friendship and camaraderie was in the Air Force. A year before I graduated from West Point, I went along with my fellow cadets on a social science tour of the Far East, studying General Douglas MacArthur's occupation of Japan. When I awakened after my first night in Tokyo, the newspaper headlines read, "North Korea Attacks South Korea." To the world's surprise, 75,000 North Korean soldiers had poured across the 38th parallel, the boundary between the Soviet-backed Democratic People's Republic of Korea to the north and the pro-Western Republic of Korea to the south. As an ally of the United States, South Korea sought our help, and the United States was determined to come to the aid of our friend. As far as Americans were concerned, North Korea's unprovoked attack against South Korea was an example of communist aggression, and many people felt certain that the communists would not stop at Korea, that this was a blatant step toward communist world domination. Consequently, by July 1950, American troops entered the war on South Korea's behalf, although I still had